Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Emmanuel Benitez. I am a junior and a proud member of the House of Alliance here at BAMLA. From a young age, I have been captivated by the power of words, the way a single sentence can spark curiosity, a paragraph can change perspectives, and a book can open a diverse new world. Throughout life, I have recognized that libraries stand as representatives of knowledge and curiosity. As Dr. Martin Luther King once said, the function of education is to teach one to think intensively and to think critically. Intelligence plus character, that is the goal of true education. This library serves as a place where we not only gain knowledge, but we also learn to question, analyze, and grow into the leaders of tomorrow. When I was younger, I would take monthly trips to the library, my arms filled with as many books as I could carry. Though my shelves were full of otherworldly adventures and fantasy, those stories shaped the way I see the world today, teaching me to think beyond the ordinary, to embrace creativity, and to never stop asking questions. Now, as a high school student tackling rigorous coursework, the library remains just as essential. It is more than just a collection of books. It is a place of discovery, collaboration, and opportunity. It provides the resources we need to grow, not just academically, but as individuals shaping our own paths. And today, as our school's library unfolds its new chapter and begins its step towards our brother's education, we are excited to announce the Eula Harris Williams Library Media Center. We are not just celebrating a newly designed space. Through these innovations, we hope to foster a new environment for our brothers, the pursuit of knowledge, higher accessibility to diverse technology, and an effective and comfortable space. We are certain this refreshed environment will emphasize the importance of learning in our school community and our brothers' interest in their ever-flowing curiosity, a welcoming environment for learning, and a foundation for exploration that will extend far beyond these walls, as we believe in the transformative powers of knowledge and wisdom. As we turn this new page in our school story, we recognize that education is a lifelong journey, and every brother who steps into this space is a part of that story. May this library continue to be a place where minds expand, ideas flourish, and dreams begin. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Brother Leroy Tamfu, and I'm part of the House of Expedition, the best house for anyone out there. Yeah. But I'm also the president of the student body. And here, I'm here to speak to all of you guys today about the community that you guys have created, the Barack Obama Male Leadership Academy, the community that I am proud to be a part of, a brotherhood that will forever be so close to my heart. And with this new library, we've been able to create a new place, a meeting place, in which our brothers can engage in very important conversations, change their subjectivity through reading and engagement, and lastly, truly put together a brotherhood that will always be close to each and every one of us. Now, I've talked to some of the senior brothers, and the brothers in the striped ties and white shirts, and they're a little interested. They've peeked by a little bit, and it just goes to show that when this unveiling happens, each and every one of them will be elated to see the work that's been done by Doe with Dignity, by Mon Frere at the United Way, because that's how we do. We appreciate, because we believe in expanding our intellectual excellence.
Hey, for more episodes like this and breaking news and weather alerts, follow KRLD in the Odyssey app. Now to follow, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Search for KRLD and then tap follow in the upper right-hand corner.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, with the recovery of two flight data recorders from that crashed American Airlines jet in D.C., Investigators are now hoping to find insight into what caused the deadly collision with an Army helicopter Wednesday night.
67 people were killed in the crash, including members of the U.S. figure skating team. NBC5's Alicia Barrera is in Washington monitoring developments.
Officials say the NTSB is expected to release the flight manifest. They're just making sure all of the passengers' families are notified before doing so. Meantime, wreckage from both the American Airlines jet and Army Black Hawk still in the river. The plane was found upside down in waist-deep water, broken into three separate pieces. And the plane's two black boxes have been recovered, which is a key step in this investigation.
A number of those killed in the D.C. crash were young Olympic figure skating hopefuls, along with parents and coaches. Two of those coaches are former Olympians themselves and friends of EULA skating coach Peter Kane.
When we heard that the plane was from Wichita, we had a feeling that there were skaters or coaches on that flight.
Kane says he'd bonded with the renowned couple while coaching his own daughter, Olympian and national champion Ashley Kane.
They had reached out to us several years ago to ask us about how we coached our daughter, the relationship that we had on and off the ice, and how to separate everything.
Kane says he last spoke to Vadim this summer in Boston.
They were doing great. I was actually watching Vadim and Max coach together on the ice, and they were just, the energy was really phenomenal.
Now he's mourning the loss of several generations of past accomplishments and great potential.
The gifts and the talents to the world that have now been lost.
It's just horrible. It's just, it's sad. It's just really sad.
That's NBC5's Candace Sweat reporting. The search is on in Keller, where the school district needs a new superintendent because Tracy Johnson has resigned.
Johnson's only been the boss for about a year, but lately she's gotten crossways with trustees and parents over the question of whether to split the Keller district in two. Johnson is adamantly opposed to that idea and makes no secret of it. But now she's out. She did not attend last night's marathon school board meeting. And early this morning, it was announced she will be replaced on an interim basis, at least, by Assistant Superintendent Corey Wilson, a veteran administrator with more than 20 years in Keller schools. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Police in Arlington are looking for help to find two suspects in a fight outside the Cotton Bowl.
Police say the fight happened in the parking lot of AT&T Stadium in Arlington the night of January 10th. That's when the stadium was hosting the Cotton Bowl Classic college football game. Officers found a 40-year-old man with serious injuries. He was rushed to the hospital and has since been released. They're looking for two other men who attacked him. Arlington police are asking anyone with information about the case to contact their detectives. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The former judge who murdered a Kaufman County district attorney and his wife is getting little sympathy from the federal courts.
A Dallas federal judge has once again refused to give extra money to Eric Williams' defense team as they work to avoid his execution. Williams claims there are witnesses who could help his appeal, but that he doesn't have the money to question those witnesses under oath. Williams was convicted and sentenced to death for the 2013 murders of Kaufman County District Attorney Mike McClellan and his wife. Although it was never brought to trial, prosecutors say Williams also killed Kaufman County First Assistant D.A. Mark Hassey. Williams, a former Justice of the Peace, was angry at McClellan and Hassey for bringing him to trial for the theft of a county computer. From the 24-hour news center, L.P. Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
To date, nobody has sued over this plane crash with the helicopter, but it's coming. Both American Airlines and the U.S. government should expect to be named in dozens of lawsuits following that crash. That, according to top aviation attorney James Brockle, he says that the families of the 67 victims are currently in shock, but will likely soon get around to seeking financial compensation for their losses.
A newly approved public school curriculum in Texas is coming with a warning.
The so-called Bluebonnet curriculum was approved by the State Board of Education, despite criticism that it was filled with biblical teaching. Attorney Chloe Kemp with the ACLU says that likely violates the Constitution because it favors one religion over all others.
If they adopt this curriculum, they will likely be violating the constitutional rights of all of their students.
The civil rights group is out with a warning this week. They're watching the rollout and warning that the use of the curriculum opens school districts up to lawsuits. Several of the state's largest districts have already said they do not plan on using it. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Two 19-year-olds have been arrested for a murder in McKinney.
Police say they got a call on Wednesday morning to a home on Colin McKinney Parkway. There they found 19-year-old Vicente Segaviano shot in the chest. He was rushed to the hospital but died from his injuries. Investigators identified two suspects, 19-year-olds, and arrested them for Segaviano's murder. The big question is why. Police have not released any information about a motive for the shooting or the circumstances leading up to it. They also did not say if the victim and the suspects knew each other, both suspects being charged with capital murder. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Texas lawmakers think they found an easy way to save the state big bucks. Right now, the guardsmen who are securing the southern border are there under orders from Governor Greg Abbott.
If we could get the feds to order them down there, then the feds would start paying for it.
State Senator Joan Huffman says that would save the state $200 million a month. Texas is already in talks with both Congress and the White House about border security. Governor Greg Abbott is asking the federal government to reimburse the state for some $11 billion that have been spent on Operation Lone Star. President Trump's mass deportation order has tremendous bipartisan support in Texas. That's according to the latest poll out of the University of Houston.
The number that jumps off the page isn't the 95% of Texas Republicans who support President Trump's mass deportations.
One thing that was surprising was the large proportion of Democrats who are very supportive of increasing the deportation of any undocumented immigrant with a criminal conviction.
81%. University of Houston's Mark Jones conducted the poll. Another surprising stat?
Approximately two-thirds of Texans believe that there should be a way for at least some of the undocumented immigrants to remain legally.
That breaks down to 88% of Texas Democrats, only 44% of Republicans. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We are the station in DFW for market and business updates. Good morning, our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning, a joyous Friday. It's nice to see Friday, and it's nice to see that we have lived through the week. You know, if you remember way back on Monday when this week started, it really looked grim. That deep seek came out of nowhere, and it was going to undo all of the technology stocks and cut all the expenditures and China rising versus the U.S., and you know, here by the end of the week, we've got both Microsoft and Amazon embracing DeepSeek and offering it, and nobody seems to care. So what do we care about now? Well, maybe we care about tariffs. That came back to bite us yesterday. But first of all, where are we? For the week, the Dow Industrials Average is up 337 points, or 1.2%. The S&P average is barely lower for the week, down less than a quarter of a percent, while the NASDAQ is down 1.4%. As we look right now, we will see the Dow Industrials Average add to the weekly gains. It's up 129. The Dow up 135. The NASDAQ looks up 167. The S&P average up 26. It looks like earnings have sort of taken front burner now. And we saw a big positive reaction to Apple's earnings that were announced after the close. So that stock's probably going to be sharply higher. The earnings were better than expected, but the guidance was what I think Wall Street was looking at for the services business. Intel also beat on the top and the bottom line, and that stock looks a little bit higher. The European markets are all higher, and the Asian markets overnight were kind of mixed. The big news of the day comes out in a few minutes. That's when we get not only personal and income and spending figures, but more importantly, the inflation gauge the Fed really watches. This is that PCE, personal consumption expenditures, and there's some optimism about that. Gold is taking a rest after a big up day yesterday. It's up 80 cents right now. Crude's up 16 cents, 72.89. Interest rates going back up a little bit, but they're down sharply for the week, 4.52% on the 10-year. Right now, the NASDAQ looks up 170, and the Dow looks up 135. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Civil rights activists are calling for a boycott of Target for scaling back their DEI programs.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, Target Company's got...
Civil rights activists gathered outside Target Corporation headquarters Thursday in Minneapolis to protest the company's decision to phase out diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Civil rights attorney Nakima Armstrong.
We thought that they would continue to stand for the values that we all hold dear.
But instead, they acted cowardly and they made the decision to bow down to the Trump administration. Yeah. Well, we are here today saying we will not bow down. Yeah. We will not step back. And we will not turn around.
Target has joined Walmart and a number of other American brands in scaling back their DEI initiatives. I'm Donna Water.
Musicians, first responders, and wildfire victims get together in Los Angeles to raise money during Fire Aid.
Some of music's best performers were on stage at the Intuit Dome to help wildfire victims.
I am not okay.
Jelly Roll was among the performers. Fire Aid combined spectacular performances with moving storytelling from survivors. Billy Crystal was not only one of the performers, he lost his house in Pacific Palisades.
I stepped onto the grounds and I fell to my knees and I wailed. I had not cried like that since I was 15 years old and I was told that my father had just died.
The concert included a reunion of Nirvana with Joan Jett in the place of the late Kurt Cobain. The show ended with Lady Gaga.
I think we all need a lot of things right now. But I think something we may also need is time.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.